This is Morning Edition on North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Dave DeWitt. Donald Trump campaigned in southeastern North Carolina yesterday. He began the day in Wilmington, where he uttered his latest inflammatory statement.
If she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. But
the Trump campaign later blamed the media in an email for mischaracterizing that statement as a call to violence. Trump then stumped in Fayetteville. That's where WUNC reporter Jay Price caught his latest campaign event in the state. He joins us now. Jay, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here.
Jay, Trump's earlier statement in Wilmington where he alluded to this, quote, Second Amendment people who may or may not do something about Clinton picking judges. Were rally goers aware of that statement? If so, what was their reaction?
Only a few. I talked to several, and I only found one who was aware of it, and he did pretty much what Rudy Giuliani did in the warm-up for Trump's speech, which is mocked it. He just said no one would seriously take it that way. It was an incitement to vote, not an incitement to violence, is what he said and what Giuliani said, and a little bit more forceful terms than that.
So you attended Trump's rally in Fayetteville back in March. That one was notorious for a protester getting punched and the Cumberland County Sheriff investigating Trump for charges of inciting violence. How was this rally different, if at all?
This one was tame, very tame compared to that one. We had more than a dozen protesters pop up in the audience in that first one and be escorted out. And of course, at the time, no one really knew that particular protester had been punched. That only became clear later on when several videos went viral. In this case, I didn't hear a single protester, didn't see a protester escorted out. The venue is much smaller. It's also on the Crown Complex, but this was the arena rather than the Coliseum, so it was a little less than half the size, and it wasn't full.
His message today was mostly about his plans for the economy. How did his economic message play with the crowd there in Fayetteville?
It played pretty well. I mean, especially when he started talking about jobs. You know, he wasn't highly, highly specific about how he was going to make sure that people got jobs. But, you know, when he started talking about that and talking about factories in Mexico being so wonderful, he said he had a friend building factories down there, and you wouldn't believe how wonderful they were. That got a pretty good crowd reaction.
He also talked about his affinity for the military and for veterans. You've seen him address a couple of different venues where military and veterans make up a majority of the crowd. How did the military and the veterans in this particular crowd react to Trump?
Well, of course, this crowd is self-selecting. The last time I saw him was a little over a week ago at the VFW National Convention in Charlotte, and that was not a self-selecting, you know, I'm here for Trump crowd, but they were highly enthusiastic about him, and, you know, his support among veterans is clearly pretty strong.
One poll released on Tuesday puts Trump behind Clinton in North Carolina, albeit within the margin of error. He loves to mention poll results when they're in his favor. Did he appear confident that he could win the state?
He said that he would. He said that he was going to make America great again, of course. But I also heard him, I think, for the first time, and, you know, I've covered him three times now. I've heard him actually say that if I win. I've never heard him say if. He's a pretty confident guy, and that was a little unusual.
Jay, thanks for being with us.
Sure. Glad to be here.
Jay Price is WUNC's military reporter. For more politics coverage, subscribe to the WUNC Politics Podcast on iTunes or Google Play.